Contrary to official and independent expectations for an uptick, Pakistan's annual inflation rate further slowed down to its lowest level in six decades, 0.3% in April, bringing the central bank into the spotlight ahead of a key Monetary Policy Committee meeting. The Pakistan Bureau of Statistics, PBS, reported on Friday that prices of the basket of essential goods and services increased at an average pace of a mere 0.3% last month. It was the lowest reading since 1965, when the country had the annual rate slowing to just 0.2%. The inflation rate was far lower than the official and independent expectations of 2%, surprising many. This constant decline in the rate of inflation requires a review of the inflation methodology. The governor of the State Bank of Pakistan, Jameel Ahmad, had told a parliamentary committee a couple of months back that the inflation rate would start increasing in March and would peak in September. Because of this expectation, the central bank did not cut interest rates in the last meeting. The central bank has kept the interest rate at 12%, inviting criticism from across the board. The SBP is going to hold a Monetary Policy Committee meeting on Monday to set interest rates for the next 1.5 months. The high interest rates are not justified anymore. Inflation is at its lowest level in six decades, the external account is in surplus, the rupee is stable and the economy is not growing at a higher pace. With a fresh inflation rate, the gap between headline inflation and the key policy rate of the SBP has widened to 11.7%. It is only the banking sector that is benefiting from the higher interest rates at the expense of the rest of the country. The International Monetary Fund's forecast that the reduction in the inflation rate was a temporary phenomenon has also not proven correct so far. Last month, the IMF cut Pakistan's inflation forecast to 5.1%, while noting that the rate in the next fiscal year will remain around 7%. Even compared with next year's inflation expectation, there is significant room to cut the interest rate on Monday, which will also reduce the budgetary allocations for interest payments for fiscal year 2025-26. Average inflation during the first 10 months, July to April, of the current fiscal year slowed to 4.7%, which is also far lower than the annual target of 12% for this fiscal. Core inflation, calculated after excluding energy and food items, has also eased both in cities and towns. The rate slowed down to 7.4% in cities and 9% in rural areas, said the PBS. Average core inflation is almost 4% lower than the policy rate, providing room for the central bank to cut rates further. As per IMF policy, the government changed the benchmark from core inflation to headline inflation for setting borrowing costs about 4 years ago.